men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, quickly, I will expound to us the Word of God for us as we depart from this camp. We began since on Thursday exploring the dimensions of God's kingdom expansion. And yesterday, while we were praying in the morning, I began to unveil to us that every king desires that his kingdom expands. Expansion is always an attraction in the heart of every kingdom. Every king desires that his influence increases, and the set of systems for those kingdom to expand. So quickly tonight, I want to share with us on what I have captioned: partnering for kingdom expansion. Partner for kingdom expansion. Like you heard some days ago, man expands kingdom. As long as the kingdom is a physical kingdom or has a physical influence, man expands it. Kingdoms are expanded by men. So one of the responsibilities of every king is to enlist men for the expansion of their operations. So when the kingdom expands, what are the indices of a kingdom's expansion? Number one is that the king's character rubs on the citizens. They begin to behave like the king. They begin to behave like the king. So when a kingdom comes into this realm, everyone in that realm begins to behave like the king. They begin to think like the king. They begin to act like the king. So one of the evidences of kingdom expansion is king's character reflection. King's character reflection. When you begin to behave like the king, it means the kingdom has expanded to your region. So there are dominant characters that every king possesses. And for us as a spiritual kingdom, God is our king, the dominant characters of God are unveiled to us. One of the essential characters, you can call it character, you can call it virtue, for king's expansion is wisdom. Wisdom. So when we talk about partnering for kingdom expansion, we are talking about aligning with the king's wisdom. aligning with the king's wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. He said, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, for they know not how to go to the city. So look up. The know-how is an essential for the kingdom to expand. If not, the kingdom will be retarded. Bring it on. New King James. The labor of the fools, but they don't know what? They don't know how to go to the city. Two things. It means there is the labor of the wise. So, not be by labor. So, because if the Bible says the labor of the fool, labor is not a bad thing, it's diligence. Hard work. You say work hard. You are working out, you are not seeing results. No, we are not saying work hard. We are saying work in wisdom. Tell your neighbor, work in wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. In all your getting, get understanding. What is wisdom? Let me explain. Wisdom is the capacity to combine experience, to combine knowledge, and then to combine the capacity to combine experience, knowledge, to make sound decisions. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the capacity to combine experience. Wisdom is the capacity to combine knowledge to make sound decisions. Knowledge alone will never help you in decision making. Experience is not enough for you not to repeat the experience. You know, somebody said, once beaten, twice shy. But sometimes, once beaten, twice beaten, thrice beaten, until you become defeated. I pray for you, every pattern of wrong decision ends in your life in the name of Jesus. There are some people, they live to always regret their actions. If you are the kind of person that always live to regret your actions, I came tonight to tell you, you need wisdom. You need wisdom. You need it. Proverbs chapter 4. Let's pick up from there. Let's check a few verses in Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. Verse 2. For I give you good doctrine, do not forsake my law. Verse 3. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said, let your heart retain my word, keep my commands and live. Verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Look at your neighbor. Say, get wisdom. I'm not hearing you. Say, get wisdom. And then tell your neighbor, get understanding. Tell your neighbor, get wisdom. Tell your neighbor, get wisdom. So it means that wisdom is what? Is gotten. Wisdom is gotten. Now write this down. Wisdom is your ability to make good judgments based on four things. Wisdom is your ability. So wisdom is what you get. I can't be wise for you. You get that? I can't be wise for you. Because I can't make decisions for you. Even if I make decisions for you, I can't stand the consequences for you. So wisdom is a personal entrustment. It's an individual capability. And what does it mean? It means you are able to make good judgments based on, number one, what you have learned. Number two, what you have experienced. Number three, what you know. Number four, what you understand. So let me rearrange it. What you know, what you understand, what you learn, what you experience. Your ability to mix all four together to what? To make sound decisions is called wisdom. Now, without it, you can't go to the nations. Without it, you can't go to the zenith of your calling. Without it, you will only be good for nothing. You will be attractive, but you will not be retentive. A head with no wisdom is heavy load to the neck. In all you're getting, wisdom is principal. You can't take charge in the affairs of life if you are stupid and foolish at the same time. Stupidity is devising experiences in the place of decision making. You were served breakfast the first time. You summarily recovered. You were served breakfast the second time. Now, you are already doing press up for the third breakfast. If you don't wake up fast, you may eventually destroy your heart even before you get into marriage. A lot of foolishness that people express already in marriage is as a result of stupidity they didn't learn from their previous experience. You must understand this. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Your capacity to learn from what others call disappointment is called wisdom. Say with me, wisdom. Wisdom. So kings advance their kingdom with what? With wise men. The first thing that God gave to Solomon when Solomon became king was wisdom. The first set of people that came to visit Jesus when Jesus were born, they were wise men that came. God honors wisdom. Wisdom can make your organization to stand out among other organizations. You can't duplicate godliness if wisdom is not part of your existence. Ephesians chapter 5. Quickly, let's read from verse 15. Paul, the great apostle of kingdom expansion, was speaking to the believer. Give it to us in NLT. He said, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools. Live like those who are wise." You need wisdom. If not, you will speak in tongues and you will be confused before people. You will not be able to give counsels. You will not be able to run organizations. You will not be able to run businesses. You will not be able to fulfill the essential aspects of your life that will bring you before great men. Because the court of great men is the court of wisdom. Give me wisdom so I can live. Now, wisdom is your capacity to be able to turn your experiences into making right decisions. Use the experiences you have had. When wisdom is in your life, bad experience will not lead you to depression. I'll say that again. When you carry wisdom in your life, bad experiences, when you experience some things that are traumatic, they are bad. They are things that even, I mean, some people look at you and they ask you a question, I don't know how you survived it. But let me tell you this. When you have wisdom in your life, what people throw at you and expect that will pull you down will lead you to your next elevation. Wisdom is the capacity to use your experiences in your decision-making process. So, a wise man is a learner. A wise man has knowledge. He said in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, he said, they shall be corrupted with flatteries. Every corruption is always traceable to lack of adequate information. He said, but they that know their God shall be strong. So, wisdom imparts strength. Wisdom imparts strength. So, having strength is a faculty of possessing wisdom. Wisdom is like a fortress. When there is wisdom in your life, there can be enemies around your life, but the enemies will never be able to get you. Are we here? Say, I hear you, sir. When you have wisdom, you see, we should get away from religion. All of my enemies die, all of my enemies die, all of my enemies die. No. God told the son. He told the son. He said, rule thou in the midst of your enemy. Your capacity to rule in the midst of your enemy is predicated by the deposit of divine wisdom on your life. I pray for you. Go and manifest wisdom. Go and display wisdom. He said, not as fools, but as wise. He said, but the people who know their God will be strong and will resist him. Look up. When you carry wisdom in your life, you will not believe flatteries. Somebody just come. You just started having a relationship with a lady. And there's somebody who, prior to that time, maybe I know the lady, just come and begin to tell you things about the lady. The lady is this, the lady is that. You know, the reason why some of us sit trapped and walk into it is because we don't have wisdom. It's because you don't have wisdom. Because Jesus was somewhere and they brought to him a woman that was caught in the act of adultery and said, okay, master, the law of Moses said she should be stoned. What do you have to say? You see, sometimes when people start talking to you about somebody that you know negatively, if you don't have the courage to ask them directly, why are you telling me all this? Have the courage to let them know that we are not all perfect. Do you know that when someone comes to you and says something very, very unprincipled about him, are you following me now? The way you will respond will reveal the quality of wisdom in your life. we don't catch them. You know, people make that statement. We catch them. Wisdom in your life prevents people from catching you. So by the time the person finished talking, you must develop the comportment to not feel like you are stunned by what the person is saying. You say, but the truth is this. I know that all of these you have said, they are not too good. But truth is, we are not all perfect. We all still have that part of our lives that God is helping us to what? To manage. And I believe that for her, I'm sure God is still helping her to manage that part. The person who will come back again and tell you those things. Am I correct? The reason a number of us are not having strong networks is because we don't know how to respond to the naysayers. You just started working in a company and all the people in that company are beginning to tell you all the bad things about the manager. And you prayerfully got into that space. The capacity to navigate that space is the deposit of wisdom. And I pray for you, after this camp, refuse to be foolish in the name of Jesus. Wisdom says, not be everything persons see with eye, nine mouths they talk. Wisdom says, sometimes when they are talking, even many times when they are talking, listen more before you talk. And don't listen to respond. Listen to perceive. Listen to investigate. Listen to validate. Listen to see, why is this person talking? Let your response come from that department. It is called wisdom. Because the moment they presented the woman to Jesus, scripture said, Jesus bowed his head and what? Started. Tell your neighbor, sometimes the place of quietness. I didn't hear you. The place of quietness is the place of reasoning. Wise people don't like too much noise. They like to always be the one generating their thoughts. There are two kinds of people on this earth. People that are reactive and people that are proactive. Foolish people are reactive. Wise people are what? Are proactive. I'm sure Jesus was thinking. Truly, Moses said, we should stone the person. And they already have the stone. They are waiting for me to pass judgment. But I'd already told them that the Son of Man did not come to kill. So if I tell them to kill her, they will go and say, he doesn't keep his word. If I tell them to not kill her, they will say, I'm disobeying the law of Moses. So how can I judge this matter so that the three of us will win? Let me tell you this. The capacity to judge a matter such that every party involved gets up and learn and win is called wisdom. You need it in your life. Sometimes blaming people for their wrong is foolishness. Because if you check where you have done more wrong than that person you are blaming for. So by the time Jesus was to raise his head, he had tapped into the realm of wisdom. All three of us has to learn something. So when he raised his head, he said, the one that does not have sin, be the first to cast the stone. The star of that story is not the woman. The star of that story is not the Pharisees. The star of that story is not Jesus. The star of that story is wisdom. You cannot love people and not have wisdom. Look up. I told you that every king duplicates his personality in the process of kingdom expansion. And there are two strong virtues. Everyone in God's kingdom must be willing to duplicate. Number one is the wisdom from God. Number two is the love of God. What is love? Love is the administration of divine wisdom. That's what love is. And wisdom is the expression of the divine love. So just the same way you can't separate faith and love, is the same way you can't separate wisdom and love. I mean, how do you love people who are wrong, who are bad, who are sinful, and yet after some time, they suddenly become transformed? Can I ask a question? How do we cope with the dirty people and yet administrate transformation to their life? It is because we've got something. It's not because we got love. Love is good. Love is God. But love without wisdom will make you good for nothing. People will appreciate your kindness, but they will resist your person. People will acknowledge your goodness, but they will not be able to see changes in their life initiated by you. So you need to mix love work with wisdom. That is our rules. Tell neighbor, that's our king rules. Say, Lord, give me wisdom. Jesus, James started speaking. He said, if any man lack wisdom, in other words, wisdom should not be missing in your life. Please write it in capital letter. Wisdom must not be missing in my life. Wisdom must not be missing in my life. Now, why do you need wisdom? You need wisdom for three reasons. Number one, you need wisdom because the kingdom you are advancing is a kingdom whose operation is owned by the king. So you need wisdom to administrate the king's pattern. Number two, you need wisdom because the direction of kingdom expansion connects to people. God's kingdom expansion connects to people. Influence people is to display what? Wisdom. Then three, there is a resident devil. There is an adversary. Are we here? It is not wisdom for you to be sleeping when somebody is preaching about wisdom. How can I be preaching about wisdom and you are sleeping? I will not ride. I need to wake them up. In all you're getting. And one of the wisdom you need in this time is for the not to sleep. Say wisdom to stay awake. Hit your neighbor and say, get up. Not hit your neighbor when they sleep. Not be everybody they sleep. If you have a neighbor that is sleeping around you, just use love to tell the neighbor, neighbor, let's pray. So hold the hand of the neighbor. Hold the hand of your neighbor now. Neighbor, let's pray. We are pray. One of the hardest things to resist when it is around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock is sleep. I would have told you to rebuke the sleep. Why you must have wisdom. And the kind of wisdom we are talking about is the wisdom that comes from God. I will talk about it very shortly. In this dispensation, believers, we need wisdom more than anything else. Number one is because the kingdom wants to expand. The blueprint, the pattern is already with the king. So you need wisdom to be able to search it out. Because Apostle Paul was speaking in Ephesians chapter 1, I think verse 14 and verse 15 and verse 16. He said, my prayer for you is that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Now, the reason why you need wisdom is because you are operating from two realms. You are operating from a spiritual realm and you are operating in a physical realm. So you are bringing a kingdom to a realm where that kingdom is not known. So you need the deposit of wisdom to begin to be able to navigate the blueprint of the divine pattern. So you cry out for wisdom. Glory to God. Say, I'm not foolish. So number one, the pattern is from the king. So you need wisdom to administrate kingly patterns. That's why kings don't surround themselves with fools. If you read Daniel chapter 1, the king was gathering wise men, astrologers, diviners, people with high level of intellectual proficiency, because they must be able to reason matters. They must be able to reason matters. So number two, you need wisdom so as to be able to handle human affairs. To be able to deal with people. Because if God not wise, how would God have been dealing with humans? That the same humans that he said their heart is desperately wicked. Yet God still said, I search for a man. Do you know why God can deal with the desperate wickedness of we humans? It's because he's wise. It is his wisdom that makes him not to give you some things when you ask for it. It is his wisdom that makes you not to get a kind of job when you pray for it. Because he knows that if he allows you to get that job, he has caused more problem for your life. So, you can't relate with God well if you don't have wisdom in your life. So, you must understand, one, wisdom is an impartation. Two, wisdom is a collection. Three, wisdom is a deposit. One, wisdom is an impartation. You can be imparted with the spirit of wisdom. Two, wisdom is a collection. You can get it by reading books. Then three, wisdom is a deposit. It can come from series of experience. There are some things only age can teach you. I'll say that again. There are some things that only age can teach you. Tell your neighbor, just keep living. Just keep living. It is only fools that don't learn through aging. Ideally, for a man that is born of God, the more you live, the wiser you are supposed to be. Because he said, be wise as serpent. So, wisdom is a state you choose to be. Let me explain. So, making it four now. So, number one, wisdom is an impartation. Wisdom is a collection. Wisdom is a deposit. But let me say this. Wisdom is a status. If I say he is a wise man, it means over time he has built capacities of wisdom. So it's so natural that when I come meet him, he doesn't speak like a reflat. Doesn't speak like a fool. He has trained himself to become a wise man. I pray for you after this Congress. The Lord will empower you with the capacity to stay in the place of wisdom. Your amen is suffering from sleepiness. I said, God will give you the capacity to stay wise. So, we need wisdom for three reasons. I've told you. One, the divine pattern. Two, the human affairs. Three, the activities and presence of the adversaries. Sorry, the presence and activities of the adversaries. Not be everybody like you for your compound. And you know if you change them. Can I bust your bubble a little? Not be everybody for your office like you. You can't change it. It will always be like that. Not be everybody for your church like you. Some people, that they hire your place, that they hire them. They are high, they on them. Eyes on you. Nothing you do will change their mind about you. The only thing you need to do, do you know it? Get wisdom. That's how you handle them. You see, there are some of you right now, you are going through some challenges in your place of work. You're going through some challenges in your relationship. You're going through some challenges in your family, in your church. And the challenge is that you talk too much. That's the challenge. The challenge is that you assume that everyone that greets you when you are coming to work with a smile likes you. So the next time you have problem in the company, because you're not thinking, who can I even talk to? You now remember that one that is always greeting you with a smile. You don't even know that one is even the operation setup. Now that one might be the code S, I be code red. And that one that they use, the alert say she don't come. So because she's part of the plan, she has to position herself with a smile so that in your stupidity and foolishness, you will think that is the best place to go. They set that one up for you. And set up. They can't go now. Now that won't be the real problem. You know, it takes wisdom for you to realize that some of the people you are running to even complain to, they are the real cause of the problem. They are. It's only by wisdom you will know. Hello? We talked about Esther. Everybody spoke about the connection Esther had with Mordecai. Everybody spoke about the fasting that Mordecai instituted. But nobody talked about the wisdom of Esther in handling Haman. I read that story when I was growing up. The moment Esther knew that Haman was the problem, because she had already knew that he was preparing gallow and sponsoring a plan for the Jews to be extinguished. Do you know what Esther did? How many of you know what Esther did? Told the king to send guards to go and kill Haman. No. He told the king, arrange a banquet for Haman. I mean, wisdom is your capacity to sponsor the ego of your enemies until they walk into their own downfall. Can I talk to you? I said wisdom is the capacity of God in your life, the capacity of experience in your life to massage the ego of your enemy. You know your enemy. Your enemy knows you, but your enemy does not know that you know that he's the enemy. Kayadaya. It takes wisdom to deal with people in that realm. Maybe I should make it simple. Some of you are sleeping, so you are not getting it well. I curse every spirit of foolishness from your life. Wake up. Wake up. The person, when they plan you for work, when they leak all your, they lie, give your boss about you, either by spiritual antenna or by evidences, you know. You see, most of us don't know that. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Most of us don't know that most people that are your enemies, I mean, when I use enemies this time, those that don't like your good, I'm talking about your place of work, your compound, people that are out to pull you down. Most of you, that they are very, very strategic. That's why you need wisdom. Wisdom is the capacity of God that puts you under mental alertness. When you are around that space, you know, say, even though I did this space, they are liking me, man of God, you are doing well. But I know, say, not be everybody like me. Jesus knew it. That was why he had to be the one that died when he should have died. If Jesus not had wisdom, not get wisdom, he would have died long before the time appointed by the Father. So write this down. Wisdom is a preserver. Wisdom preserves your longevity in the durability of your destiny. It sponsors your relevance for a long time. For a long time. I pray for you. You will not be like of a light that comes and goes. You will come and you will stay. Some people cannot stay because they got there by grace, but they were not sustained by wisdom. Wisdom is a divine preservative. God decided that you should call for wisdom so that you can be preserved in the midst of your enemies. How can your enemies always be winning and you claim that your God is a victorious God? The problem is foolishness. With your crow eye, you go waka into trouble. They go carry you go to the meeting like this. Don't be saying are you doing, but because you don't get wisdom, everybody go set you up. They go sack you. Now after they don't sack you, you don't go through depression. And if you don't come get company, when go revive you, they go come and send you an apology. What if you have committed suicide? It's not every experience that is a God experience. Some experiences in your life are triggered by your stupidity and talkativeness. You talk too much. Some people got into some problem because they talk too much. You reach office, somebody just carry you, sit down, they lambast your boss. You forget, say, we did the time of phone when they record. It's foolishness that made you to forget. That it's one press of the button, 5 minutes conversation, you can never be employed in that company again. And you they talk, the person they record, he go laugh, he not go talk anything. Now you go they talk. Oh. May God give us wisdom in this life. You go they talk. The person self, and the way he go even do the laugh, he go make the laugh not look like his laugh. Now set up. Go play giddy boss, say boss, yeah, I tell you. Now wow. Now to do. And they'll come summon you. I want to defend yourself. You go explain, tire, no evidence. I mean, you go just explain. They go not talk, you go not defend. I know. And you know, say they go find a way to make you defend. May you advertise your stupidity. When you don't advertise and finish, boss will come smile. You can't say you are true, you are right. But you can't play one tape, one voice note. You know, say some people, when they want to do some kind of gossip, they know they drop voice notes. They go call. Because they know, say you go feed forward the voice note. But they know, say you not go feed forward the call. Record WhatsApp call. Listen to this. Wisdom is essential in partnering with God to defeat the adversary. He said, I will give you a wisdom and a voice which your enemies, your adversaries will not be able to what? To resist. It means that you get to a point in life when they say, you see that no evidence. They don't go get them. They couldn't get any evidence against Jesus. Do you know that every time Jesus stood before Pilate, before they couldn't find any evidence? Please, I know we are not perfect, but stop giving opportunity for people to publish your imperfection. That department of your life is called wisdom. You didn't hear what I just said. I said, stop giving your adversaries valid evidences of your stupidity. Stop it. I got to a point when I started working in the poly. I began to pray. I said, God, make my mouth heavy. Whenever I want to say something that will implicate me, just make my mouth heavy. Don't make me talk. You know, in learning to operate in wisdom, there are some strong prayers you must pray. Do you think that to preserve yourself in ministry is just by only the anointing? The anointing is for attraction. Wisdom is for sustenance. Don't share with me, and it's the truth. In the last 2 years, 3 years, some of the things we went through in the church, somebody was telling the person that it will pull some churches down. And it's the truth. I've seen churches that were pulled down by those things. But for us, it's took us up. Wisdom. Wisdom. Not be everything you did respond to. It is called wisdom. Resist that temptation to do kickback. Resist it. It's not of God. Somebody talk to you, you go your, because you don't have the courage to confront the bed, you now go your WhatsApp status and begin to talk indirectly to the person. It's foolishness. So stop it. Stop it. Stop advertising your stupidity. Stop promoting your stupidity. You are for kingdom advancement. Watch your actions. Check it before you react. Check it. The capacity to tame your tongue is a deposit of wisdom. James said, the tongue is small, but it's like a fire that can burn a whole house. That spirit of always want to respond. Even inside bus, you talk without control. You don't care who is around the space you are talking. I resist it from your life. It's one of the deposits of your village people to keep you in mediocrity and obscurity. And those things promote insecurity. Because you don't have the capacity to say words that edify people. Your own is always to put problem, to talk things that will set everywhere on fire. That is why everything around you has been burnt. And now it's remaining in your own heart to be burnt. Now it's burning of depression. Now you say people don't like coming around me. It looks like I don't have friends. Nobody cares about me. Let's be sincere with ourselves. If you were to duplicate yourself and you be the friend, can you cope with your own self? James chapter 3. Wisdom is your capacity to know things, your capacity to understand things, your capacity to explain experiences, your capacity to be discreet, your capacity to be prudent, your capacity to judge matter well. These are the characters of wisdom. Glory to God. Now let's look at good judgment. Wisdom, the height of wisdom is good judgment. Good judgment is the package. We never see what it is in your life. But how you judge matters shows us this guy wise. He wise. This guy wise. That's what they said about Jesus. This guy too wise. We don't look for a way to take get time. We don't figure out. They look for. Let me tell you, look up. They look for a way to get Jesus. They don't get time. You know what they come to? They come pay somebody inside to betray him. That's just get to a point where you become so wise that people cannot get you. So that means you are discreet. What does it mean to be discreet? Discretion is your capacity to know how to distribute your choices, your decision, your comments. Discretion. You must be discreet. Especially those of you that are working in the system. You must be discreet. Discreet means there are some information that she shouldn't be giving. Because that information is not important to her. It's called what? Discretion. Are you here? Are you with me? Don't worry, we'll round up very shortly. Is that okay? I'm teaching you wisdom. Sit around the wise and you will learn wisdom. Don't tell your neighbor, sit where? Say with me, I am discreet. Do you know that there are some people you go meet for advice, you don't shoot yourself for leg? Do you know? Do you know? Just go meet them for advice. You don't shoot yourself for leg. So discretion is your ability to know who is qualified for certain what? Information. So it means that you must learn the principle of keeping quiet. Talk when it is needed. Your mouth is not smelling. You are only preserving your words so that you can live long. It's called discretion. Discretion. Discretion means it's not every story you should go and look for the details. You don't need them. That's why discretion teaches us that it's not every link we click. Sure, you know. It's not every link we click. I have to set my WhatsApp group that anything they post, it's only me that will choose if I want to download it or not. So when I just see one, they wrote, viewer discretion is advice, I just delete them. I don't need that. I don't say that one a gory image. Now only doctor they train to they see those kind of image. If I see those kind of image, I feel lose appetite. You see, the reason why some of you think you don't need wisdom is because you think you are strong for everything. Not be everything you feel carry. There are some people, if they see dead body, they don't feel sleep for 2 nights. Am I correct? It's true. It's just like me. I don't like to see snake. Snake has a way it does my body. I know they like sham. So if I just say anything when I get snake involved, delete. It's called discretion. Discretion. It's wisdom. It's part of wisdom. You don't know. It's not because you borrow data. Data. You borrow data. You borrow somebody's Wi-Fi. Just they click everything. Or sports. You just click. It's as if some people have internet. Let me look for the English. Yes, maybe is it clicking addiction? Clicking addiction. Not behave. That's why they're always being scammed. That's why they are being scammed. I've been using phone and WhatsApp and Facebook for years. The only account I lost now, me do am, I don't go click something. Two-step verification. Now me do myself. But normal WhatsApp. Not be every call I go feel pick. That's why I have Truecaller. So how can Truecaller be telling me this is a scam call? I said Truecaller they lie. And I will still pick it. One has been calling me for the last 4 days. Say I get coupon. Am I into betting? Is it by force to go into betting? You say your open cash. You have a coupon. You need to use it. You can. Is it by force to do betting? I don't. And funny enough, the lady said, is Pampi. I don't know if I have a Pampi account. Or maybe I opened, I don't know. I know I have OP. But the reason why it's called OP is because people that owe me, they should pay me. You are not owing me anything. You are telling me I have coupon. You want me to go and do betting. By the time I click, follow the coupon. You're going to tell me, say, get one wheel. If I click the wheel, I'll get 100,000. iPhone 15. That girl, where he called me, say I get coupon. Is she using iPhone 15? She's not using iPhone 15. And she wants me to win iPhone 15. That is why, look up, people that get scammed, most times, they are fools. I don't say all the time, but most times, they are fools. Now, let me tell you, raise your head. A department of wisdom is the capacity to seek for counsel. Listen, if someone calls me and begins to tell me about forex or wiring money, I have two options. One, call someone who works in a bank or someone who is skilled in forests and say, this language that this person just tell me, say, Pastor, is a scam. Don't listen. That is called wisdom. If I didn't ask, how would I have known? God does not expect us to know everything, but God expects us to have wisdom to ask about everything. That you don't get scammed. So let your coupon remain with you. So now it's a missed call. Red on my phone. Once it's showing like this, OP scammer, red. Missed call. You know what I'm trying to say? It's called what? Discretion. Everybody say discretion. It's not every link that should be clicked. Dangote is distributing 10 gig to everybody. Click here to get your gig. Because you don't want to borrow hotspots. You want to thief 10 gig. You want to thief 10 gig. Eh? Yes, share to 10 people. And your pastor message, you don't have to share, give 2 people. Because you want 10 gig. Go and work with your hand, and God will bless you with money, and you will sell 20 gig, and they will give you 10 gig bonus. You will enjoy it well. The next is prudence. Prudence. Prudence is the capacity not to be wasteful. It's in wisdom. The capacity to not be wasteful. In your desire to advance God, you will not waste your life. You will not waste your time. You will not waste your money. Prudence. Prudence is what makes you not to be emotional in buying things. You go market, you carry 10,000, we see what you buy. Another person go market 3,000, he bring out, you the one that say you thief all these things. You know thief farm, it's called prudence. Now women get that in pass. Is it that prudence? Like I say, God, don't reserve and just try and give wisdom, give women. You saw, follow some people go market. You know that shopping plaza, you always they go. May God give you a husband that have plenty money in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep quiet. Amen. So that you waste the money, Abby. Yeah, say amen. So that you waste the money. Something that you can buy inside the Owode for 1.5. You are going to a lorry to buy it for 15,000. You are wasting your husband's money. I curse every spirit of selflessness that is making you to waste people's money. Don't be wasteful. Save. Don't be wasteful. You never get anything. You never get anything. Even the phone you they use now, easy buy, you take buy them. God now don't favor you. You don't get 50,000. Your plan is to buy a shoe of 35,000 and buy a bracelet of 15,000. May God cause poor from your life in the name of Jesus. It's lack of prudence. Lack of prudence. It is wisdom to learn to grow into the status you desire. You grow into it. You are still looking from Graceland to Olalomi. You are saving money to buy iPhone of 120,000. That is why your destiny helper cannot help you. Because when you go and visit your destiny helper, and you are saying, Uncle, I don't have money to pay school fee. Your destiny helper is using iTel. You are using iPhone. May your problem in life not be high. It is foolishness. It's not soft life. It's not soft life. It's not soft life. It's not soft life. Being prudent does not mean that you are not jazzy. It only means that you wait and develop into your time. You just do, you just get one money. You go rent house. The house where you stay. Not the house, so house where you stay. As a student, even the lecturer that is teaching you financial management cannot stay in that house. As God bless you. I know, ask question. I said, as God blesses you, ask Him to bless you with wisdom. It is wisdom that prevents the blessings of God in your life to not become a curse. Now, what do they see now? How did it happen? You just see one guy, he drop out from Holy or drop out from Lens. He just press some button, get money, go buy car. They stay house where the parents are and center. When the team fail, you get to set them one by one. Wait, and then begin to look for urgent to collect from here, collect to pay the rent. It is foolishness to say I was once rich. May you never get to that point in life. I pray for you. I pray for you on this camp. May you never get to a stage in life where you are telling people your former wealth story. Amen. And you see, when you say amen to that prayer, go and harvest prudence. You need prudence. You need it. Because God said, out of this camp, I will be blessing my people. But when the blessing comes, what will you do with it? Look at your neighbor and say, I will be prudent. Stand up on your feet. I will be prudent. Now, how do you develop wisdom? How do you develop wisdom? Number one, always be open-minded. Avoid being stereotypical. Be open-minded. Be open-minded. You went with your friend, you want to buy something, and your friend went with you to the shop, and the person is calling an amount for you. Your friend is telling you, he's kicking you in the leg. Let's go. Guy, wait, Joe. Guy, let's go. Because you don't already program your mind. And what the friend is trying to do, he's trying to tell you, this guy won't shoot you. This guy won't. But you see, one of the reasons why a lot of us made foolish decisions is because even at the point where we are coming to ask for counsel, we have already made up our mind on the foolishness we wanted to take. Our mind is already closed. Listen. To always have a closed mind is to be foolish. The step of a righteous man is a progression. Truth is absolute, but the knowledge of the truth is progressive. Are you with me? So that's why when you see some of us want to buy something, we would have gone to price it in like 3-5 chops. It's not that we are stingy. Sometimes when we go fix our cars and our stores, a mechanic says we are stingy. When we are coming like this, they say, this one, we don't say we know if we collect anything. We are not stingy. We are learning to manage the vast resources. That is what it means to subdue. See, I would prefer, and I do that after you have worked for me, if your charge is 2,000, I can say take 4,000. It's normal. But for you to be shitting me in my crow eye, it looks like the school when I go, now back of class I sit down. How can I be learned, educated, and spiritual and still be cheated in the world that your Heavenly Father created? It's lack of wisdom. So be open-minded. Be open-minded. You want to go into a relationship? It's not a secret court. Stop thinking that if you tell your friends, they will go behind you to collect the guy. That's why surround yourself with people that can preserve your longevity. Not stupid people at the same level with you. He that rules, he that stays in the company of the wise. But he that stays in the company of the fools, the Bible did not say will be foolish. He said will be destroyed. So, surrounding yourself with foolishness is not egoism or egotism. You there for the corner, now you blessed and you wise pass. Guys, it's not a good place to be. Because he that stays in the company of fools will be destroyed. But he that camp around the wise, wisdom will rub on him. Even as a student, I know you know book well, but at least once or twice in a month or a week, do group reading. Just gather 2, 3, 4 of your friends, moon and read together. It is called open-mindedness. Because the capacity to learn to see things from different dimensions is the deposit of what? Of wisdom. See, I hear you, sir. So how do you cultivate wisdom? Be open-minded. Number 2, master crisis. Learn to master crisis. When you don't plan, say this now, wait it the way it go, and something happen, stop being emotional. Stop it. Because a lot of times, our foolishness is displayed in crisis. Just like when we had that accident. So, the mechanic was telling me that normally, when you are using automatic, and you are on speed, that if you mash the brake when you are on speed, the steering will not turn. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you are on speed, he said, one of the first things you try to do is to try to be in control of the what? Of the steering. The level of devastation in an accident, most times, is traceable to the alertness of the driver. Am I correct? It's true. So it means, for example, if you are driving on speed and your tire removes, they will tell you that one of the first things to do is to control the what? Steering, not smash the brake. You see, some of us, when people do wrong things to us, the first button we click is delete, block, silent treatment. We call it ghosting. Abby? Ghosting. Because there are times we get to a life, we don't want to confront issues. So we ghost. How can you carry only ghost that is already a ghost living inside of you and you are ghosting? Eh? The Holy Ghost is the wisdom of God in your life that teaches you what to do. Tell neighbor, manage crisis. How wise you are is revealed in the situation where there is what? Crisis. How many of you know that some people, they are so composed in crisis? Now why? Because there is a wisdom in their life that they are thinking about the solution. How can I solve this? Number 3, how do you develop wisdom? Learn to put people in your shoes. We call it empathy. Stop making statements like me, never, I will never, me, man can never treat me like this. You see all those words that say, man can never treat me like this. Breakfast call. Bossy ring me. Don't boss them. pause there for joy. They'll come see our pimples. Chidi man, when say men has come, don't introduce one man, say one marry next week. Oh. Men has come, men has come. Our marriage is next week. And be joining her to promote men has come. Say, I'll put people in my shoes. So listen to this. When people are talking sometimes, don't listen to respond. Listen to empathize. It's called what? Wisdom. Resist the temptation to always want to blame people immediately they report they are wrong. Are you with me? Resist the temptation. So do you know what I do sometimes? I'm like, it's true. I can't even imagine how this thing feels. You must learn. It's called wisdom. That was what Solomon had when he was able to judge the matter between those two women. You remember? Hello, you remember? Wait. Let's stand. Let's stand. Nah, don't tell me you stand. You sit down. Yes, I like that stress. Stress well. Have you been blessed so far? Your life will never remain the same. So Solomon said, he reasoned the matter from a place of what? Empathy. This one, when they say, may we even tear the beginning into two. Enough, he be a beginning. Because if truly na her beginning, she no go feel watch her beginning die for her present. That was all. Glory to God. I mean, that was all Solomon needed to judge that matter. That, because one of them said, it's my child. The other one said, no, it's my child. Now, let's even share the baby into two. The other one said, okay, no. Instead of us to share this baby, let's take it. Solomon said, no. My man no go fit carry pikin. May he wash them with kid pikin. It's called empathy. And Solomon said, she's the owner of the child. Listen, when you don't know how to put people in your shoes, you will be spilling gibberish, abi gibberish, abi gabberish, anyone. He end with brish. You will just be Messian. Be calm. When sometimes people come, reason the matter. Put yourself in the other person's position. We call it reverse thinking. So that you will not sink with the one that is trying to set you up. Empathize. Be in touch with people's feelings. Be in touch with people's current realities. It's called wisdom. And then learn to see things from the bigger picture. It's wisdom. A lot of you came in here, and one of the reasons why your life is being transformed is because more often than not, I paint the big picture to you. I show you where your life can be. I show you where the ministry can be. I show you what God can become in your destiny. Because every king will duplicate his influence with wisdom. So it is important for us to cast perspective over the bigger realities. We are not going to die here. I know Ofa is not my destination. I know if I start with two, I can't end with two. So it is wisdom to know that you will not be buried in Brooklyn. So stop selling your sexuality for 50,000 to pay school fee. Because this is not the end of the road. The picture is big. Who for the sake of the pleasure, who for the sake of the pleasure of God chose to suffer affliction. It is wisdom. It is wisdom to have money that can afford iPhone, but you buy Itel so that you can have good foam in your room. Wisdom. It's wisdom. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So tell your neighbor, my eyes is on the big picture. How can you be on the campus? You know the beauty and dignity you carry. You come out, you are showing things that you are supposed to keep because you think that one guy can say hi, and you want to go and charge phone. You know that there will be plenty guys there. The things you are wearing are revealing the part that are supposed to be kept sacred and holy just because on your way back, you want to buy suya. That teaching that told you that as a woman, your body is your selling point, is foolishness and stupidity from the great grand and grandmothers that trained you, who never amounted to anything, but ended up with a man that was beating them, and in the process of beating them, they gave birth to you, and you want to continue that legacy. No clap. Clapping at this point is stupidity. Don't clap. Because if you were wise enough, you go not say the car carry where your mom do ended you in this poverty, and the next thing you are looking for is to be sampling your body and your cleavages for a guy who doesn't have destiny just to touch you and finish and give you 5,000, and you use and buy shawarma, and yet your life will be filled with so much worms that will never amount to anything. It's not wisdom, it's foolishness. It is not seeing the big picture. Because it is a clear picture of the future that will structure you to face pressure and not give in to pleasure that will lead to eventual displeasure, especially when you get pregnant and you are looking for postino and it did not work. It started from you not knowing that when you want to come out, there are clothes you wear in your bedroom and there are clothes you wear out. Please, if you can't get a good bra, double or triple the cloth and come out with it. You will not die. It is called wisdom. It's called wisdom. Stop saying they can see but they cannot touch. Keep quiet. We know the ones that can touch. They will just flash dollar before you. Because in your family, only few have the capacity to receive dollar. So when they flash it, your dull head will suddenly rise because you have seen dollar. And the more dollar you are collecting, the dollar you are becoming class. Because your only selling point is that fair skin that you have polished with one cream. They are selling 1.5. It is called foolishness. Foolishness. Leave this camp and pad your body very well. If they call you SU, let it remain like that. It is not their body. It is your body you are preserving. Anything that has become public can never be preserved. The only things that we spend money to price and buy are packaged. When you go to Wode, there are some perfumes they have already opened. You test their fragrance before you buy them. But when you go to some big boutiques, you see a perfume of 150,000 naira. It is sealed and dispatched. They tell you pay before you open it. Things of value are covered until the one that pays the money opens it. Tell your neighbor, it is called wisdom. So close those legs. Those people that are telling you are not jassy, you are not this. Where has their jassy take them to? They are just 22, but they are looking like 25, looking like 50. Some of them, their skins have already started wrinkling because of the multiplication of anti-reproducers, anti-conceptions, anti-what, all those anti-things they are taking. That's why they are looking like anti. Sometimes, if you see them, you will be forced to greet them. Good morning, ma. Because all those guys that don't have good money have passed their leg and have deposited old age into their life. Their body count at 21 is already going to 41. That's why they are called auntie, auntie. You greet them, auntie. It's called foolishness. Anybody that tells you that your body is your selling point, the person is a destiny destroyer. Don't listen to it. You are not keeping your body for your husband. You are keeping your body because you are a woman and you are a prized asset that should be treasured. The Esthers of our time, the Rebeccas and all the Marys of our times, they were not advertising their body. Let's not even go to Facebook and WhatsApp, because that one, you will just wake up, put lip gloss of 150 naira, and then you are doing as if something has just jumped on your tongue. And all you are showing us is that center thing you are to cover. Because we cannot have the opportunity to come and see it in your room. You decided to bring it to the public. You can see that you are a public embarrassment, a nuisance for your generation. Foolishness impounded, expounded, and increased in your destiny. It is called foolishness. Stop it. I speak to you. Stop it. You want to come out. The place you want to buy Maggie is 3 houses from your room. But there are guys there. Cover it so that they don't see it. Cover it. Cover it. It is wisdom to pad yourself. Cover it. Let them call you SU. Let them call you whatever name they want to call you. At the end of the day, when they see your greatness and relevance, they will be proud to call you a woman they can marry. Some guys that you are seeing, you see all those Graceland and Les students that they go and meet at that junction, use shawarma, use pizza, and use and touch them. They can never bring you to come and marry you as wife. Because any man that chooses to put you in item 7, not item 1, is not ready to be relevant in your life. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive wisdom. I'm not foolish. Glory to God. I'm not selling my life for a morsel of porridge. Say, God, give me wisdom. Lift your hands and give thanks to God. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Thank you. We're going into the final section of this meeting. Thank you. Thank you. I told you that wisdom is an impartation. During the morning service, a lot of us already received it. You received wisdom. Raise your hand. I was hearing some of the testimonies while I was in the hostel. Glory to God. Your life will matter. I said your life will matter. I said your life will matter. I said your life will matter. You will not be counted among the foolish. Your generation will celebrate you. They will stand until you return. Because you are worth it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Oh, bakana mana mana yada bala yada. Bekondo bolo kotile te bado siye telebele de yada ya. The spirit of wisdom is in this house. The spirit of wisdom is in this house. The spirit of wisdom is in this house. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. Let's get the communion ready. We're going to be taking the communion very shortly. And this is what the Lord is saying. It's a communion for wisdom impartation. A communion for wisdom impartation. The good thing about wisdom is that its application is multidimensional. If wisdom day your life, it rubs on every department of your what? Of your life. Your decision making, your way of living, your words, the way you carry yourself, the way you behave, the way you react. You don't react like a fool. Bible says it is a fool that speaks his mind. You just rush, go to get house, knock the door, you barge it out. You say, I don't talk on my mind. He's a fool that talks all his mind. It's in the book of Proverbs. So as you partake of the communion tonight, all of the deposit of wisdom, the book of James was talking about the wisdom that is pure, the wisdom that is gentle, the wisdom that does not have pride, the wisdom that is not sensual, will deposit itself upon your life. So lift your hands once again and say, Lord, I receive a fresh baptism of wisdom for kingdom advancement. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Please, can we all be upstanding? I know you are tired. I should be more tired than you. My leg is aching seriously. But we have to do the very last before we leave this camp. We are getting ready to shut the camp. Have you been blessed so far by the camp? Lift your hands above your head and say, Lord, give me wisdom for living. Pray. Pray.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovembassy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovembassychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.